Welcome to another episode of She-Devil's Gone Wild, the World of Warcraft. Ah, you know the drill. We have, once again, Bree, Lady Jess, Rat Shag, and a bear.
Wait, that's Lady Jess, Ambassador of the Alliance to you.
Oh, my.
Congratulations. Whoa,
yes.
Congratulations.
Excuse us.
Yeah, well, you know, ambassadors are the people you send over right before you declare war, so I'm not too happy to see you.
I am a war all on my own. Thank you very much.
I know. I read your blog. How's everybody doing tonight?
Doing good.
I'm awake.
Are you on drugs, Jess? I'm just checking.
Unfortunately, no.
No? Okay. Because, you know, apparently I've been told the rest of the guild is on drugs, so why not us?
Yeah, we're all drugged up except me. I'm left out. Nobody will share.
Oh, Jess, so sorry.
It's very true, very true. Obviously, this is our next episode of the podcast, and if you expect me to number these things, well, tough luck.
Number several.
it's the third one, by the way.
Are you sure? Because the last one was a special episode, and so does that
and
technically count?
And we skipped last week because the cats ate you.
Yeah,
the cats ate a bear, but listen, I think it's just easier just to say number three.
Okay, fine. This is number three. So does that mean all these wonderful questions we got for episode two should get flushed and we start over?
Oh, hell no. Let's answer questions.
Okay. I was just curious. Because, you know, we had a lot of questions here, and I think the best question right up was, what the hell are we going to do to get Rat Shag more involved in this?
I got a new microphone.
Well, that's Woo-hoo! Good.
Yeah.
And it sounds wonderful. You, unfortunately, now we can hear what you really sound like. And you know. Well, let me ask you this. We had a few questions from Kairi, and she wanted to know right off the bat, did Ratters ever get around to with Jaina?
You know, I don't think he ever did. I mean, it was round one was so memorable that you just couldn't top that. So,
poor Ratters.
I don't think he's hurting.
memorable in what way?
Well, I think they wrecked half the inn in Ratchet.
Okay, so you're not telling us that she said, "Don't worry, I'll call you."
No, I don't think she said that.
Okay. We're assuming, of course, that she had the capacity to speak after the event. So.
Okay.
I know that it was significant enough that whenever he goes back in time and runs into her, she's looking forward to it. So.
Yes, that time before she's known you.
Right.
Right. Okay, that's too many disturbing images. I think we need to get off of that track right there. How is Vipe's bunny doing? When Noble Garden came around, Kairi wondered if Vipe's bunny met a nice spring bunny and proceeded to pop babies.
What was I doing in Noble Garden? I really somehow managed to totally miss that holiday. I think I was busy with something in real life. So I think Vip's bunny was just sort of hanging out with her in Netherstorm at the time. So there's not a whole lot of other bunnies there. So.
Well, that leads us to a great question, which is kind of, how do all of you feel about these world events we got going on?
There's world events?
Well, we have right now kind of Orphan Week Redux going on. You know, they added the Dalaran stuff for your orphan pets.
Oh, well, you know, if there's pets involved, I love it.
What do you think, Bree?
Me? I mean, I like them. I don't do them as much as I'm not a huge I need to do this world event because it's there. I the ones that I really enjoy obviously are Brewfest and you know And I really enjoy the Halloween one, and I really enjoy the Christmas one, or the, you know, the whatever they name it. Those are my favorites, and those are the ones that I will actually do quests in. The others I can enjoy, but if I'm around, then I might do something. If I'm not, then it's not a big deal. But they're cute. I think it just adds that element of fun in them, in the game, and I think they're necessary for that, because it, you know, you have the same thing over and over again. It's sometimes it's nice to have something different to do.
What about you, Jess?
It says she's in for the pets.
Yeah, I'm in it for the pets. If it's got pets, I'm doing it. If it doesn't have pets, like, I can't get into the what's the one with Omen? See, the Elders. I can't get into that.
Oh, yeah.
It just doesn't captivate me at all. The rest of them, I think I've done at least once just to get the achievements. But if it's got a pet, then I like it even more.
Ratshag, have you done, you said you pretty much skipped out on Noble Garden. Was that intentional, or did you just have stuff going on in real life?
Some of both. I really go for the ones that have some sort of a tangible reward. The most obvious ones are, Halloween and Midsummer's now, where you can run around and get experience from visiting places. And then the one in the New Year's, or the Chinese New Year's one, where you get reputation for visiting places. Those I get off on because, it's like, yes, okay, I'm really getting a reward for it. Running around Dalaran throwing bunny ears on people or whatever it was just didn't appeal at all. So I'm not in it for achievement's sake, but if it's got real rewards. And the Halloween one, when the first year they did it, the reward... The helmet. I remember I wanted that helmet so damn bad because for me it was like a real upgrade, and I don't know how many times I pugged it, 30 times or something like that, and by the end it was nobody but warriors were showing up anymore because all the casters and healers and everything got their rings on the first day.
Yeah,
and then that plate helmet had such a low drop rate, so you'd have like, you know, four warriors begging anyone to come heal them in this thing.
Praying for mount collectors.
Yeah. Well, no, the first year there was no mount. There was temporary mounts, but that was it.
I wasn't there the first year.
Yeah, the first year, the only thing to really keep you coming back was the plate helmet. And so I think Blizzard realized, that's not quite right, when it was a huge turnout at first, and at the end it was like all these DPS warriors going, please, someone heal us.
Oh, man. Because
when I got it, it was finally, it was four warriors and a paladin. So
that's funny. It looks awesome on Ratshag too. I love the pictures you posted when you got it.
Yeah, that was worth working for. And then I got the sword the second year with that summoned the pumpkins, and that was pretty cool. And at the time, that was an upgrade for him also. So, I mean, the ones where there's a real reward, I'll do whatever it takes. But the ones that are, it's just an achievement, I don't care that much for.
Okay.
Oh, before we go any further, there was a ninja nerf in the patch to Devil Source.
To Devil Source?
What?
Hunter pets.
To Devil Source?
To Devil Source, the hunter pet. I went and I tamed a Devil Source today while I was trying to get the Ravisar Matriarch in Angora Crater. He walked by. I thought, I don't have one. So I tamed him. He doesn't stomp anymore.
No.
Oh, but you know what, Jess? I think they were supposed to take that out way back when they first introduced them. Because
no, they took the screen shake out.
Oh, okay.
But the sound stayed. Now, Core Hounds, they still stomp, but not Devil Source, which, by the way, are 10 times more attractive than a Core Hound.
Well,
does anyone have a Core Hound pet anymore? I mean, I saw those, like, tons of them for the first few weeks, and then they all disappeared.
Yeah, but they were like, not worth it.
Well,
they were like rhinos. They were real popular and then gone.
I still have my Devil Sore in the bank, so I'll have to pull her out.
Keep him in the bank?
Well, that's why they pull it out, though, didn't it? Because of that stomping driving people crazy.
That must be it.
People were complaining about that so much when Core Hounds had it when it first came out.
I didn't mind the stomping. It was the screen shake that drove me nuts, and they took that out, so it was all good. The stomp gave the Devil Sword, I don't know, it became like a comforting thing. You know, you'd hear him stomping along beside you, and You could tell where he was kind of by the volume of the stomping. And then they took it away. And now they replaced it with some roar, I guess, which I have yet to hear mine do.
Do you spend a lot of time with your devil sword?
I do right now because I'm camping Ungoro Crater for the Ravisar hatchling.
Okay, I for some reason I had thought that you were being a big budded leafy kind of person at the moment.
I do not have leaves. I have feathers.
Oh, feathers? Feathers on
double
your butt?
Boomkin. Okay. Double barreled boomkin, remember?
That's right. Well, I wish you good luck in camping the spawn.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for everyone for asking how I felt about the
Bear, special. How do you feel about holidays?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for asking. See, that's the thing. Nobody cares what the host thinks.
Listen, I'm sorry to break it to you, but we're like tagging along and we're just expecting you to lead us around, so.
Or lead us astray, whichever.
Yeah. And I'm sick, Jess is sleepy, Mike is preoccupied. So we're like
we're
all
a bunch
over the
dwarves.
Yeah.
We need Grumpy. Oh wait, we have Bear.
All right. I see how it's going to be. No, it's just, I thought it was really interesting because I'm kind of in the same boat with most of you where I don't really get into doing any of the quests for the special holiday events. What I like is I like walking around and seeing the scenery change and the decorations up and stuff. I really enjoy that. I enjoy seeing I like seeing the pumpkins with the candles inside, and I like seeing the bunting that goes up, and, you know, it's, I really liked when they did the fireworks, you know, at special times, and I like that kind of stuff. So, am I really hearing that none of us are going for the complete clean sweep of the achievements for the holiday to get them out at the end?
Hell no.
No way.
I won't get it. Even if I get every single achievement, there's one that's holding me back, and I refuse to rep grind with Ogrelaw.
Ogrelaw. Yeah, that'd do it, wouldn't it?
That's the only reason I don't have the Merrymaker title.
Oh, those damn ogres.
Exactly.
I gotta go back there sometime and get my epic boots that they still owe me. That's the only rep grind I know of where it was like the first set of dailies they introduced, and you daily your way all the way to Exalted, you know, going out there every day doing your dailies, and at the end, you need to have four friends come out and help you kill a bunch of elite demons.
Oh, yeah.
To get the currency that you need to actually buy anything.
And right up there with jousting.
You know, that wasn't that hard to do, though, as long as you were like, okay, I'll tank. Oh, okay, we'll come.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was a priest, so tanking was kind of out of the question.
Well, yeah, I'm on kind of a, the Horde is kind of a low population on my server, and so there just weren't that many people there, and I couldn't get groups for it at all. So they still have my epic boots that I want.
Well, you know, I don't
want them anymore, but there's the principle, it's at stake now.
Didn't this come up earlier, I think, in the week? We were talking about stuff, and it's like, the subject just came up, we really needed to talk about those damn items there in the game that you just obsess over, that's like, I've run this 500 times and this damn thing hasn't dropped.
Uh-huh.
Bree, what's yours? Come on, what's yours?
The freaking stupid mother fracking Sonic Spear.
What is it?
The Sonic Spear.
The Sonic Spear.
That stupid piece of shit never dropped for me. Okay? It mocked me. Freaking Murmur, just all he would do is laugh when he would see my door fast. Okay? As soon as I would walk in, he'd be like, no, I ain't gonna drop crap for you. Okay? And then, even when I rolled a freaking healer, he still wouldn't drop shit. I had a Gildy who was a friend, but he was a mean friend, right? He went with his lock, won the damn spear, then invited me in the group to when I was in Ironforge, opened up a trade window, and put it there, mocking me.
Oh, that's harsh.
I was in shock. I was so upset. But then I was happy because after that turmoil, running that freaking instance to the end of the... Oh, my God. I ran that play so many times, I hated it, right? So I went to Kara, right? One of my first times in Kara. And then I won a crossbow, like, the first time that I went in. So I guess in that way, it was all right. But that damn spear, to this day, okay? To this day, it has never dropped for me.
That's sorry. That's horrible.
And for anybody that doesn't know, that Sonic Spear was for my hunter. It was two characters ago.
Yeah, that was like the best pre-Kara weapon for hunters, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freaking stupid Sonic. He could shove it up his butt for all I care.
Yeah, I remember Big Red Kitty couldn't
tell
get that
how you
one
really feel great.
Man, every damn hunter in the server, right? Running around with the damn Sonic Spear on their back, mocking me. It laughed at me, I swear. Okay, continue. I'm sorry.
No. I know what you mean. I think I had to run down my hunter like three times before it dropped for me. By the third time, I was getting kind of upset. It's true.
Oh. Anyway, Bear, what's your unicorn?
Who, me? The Iron Band of the Unbreakable from Old Hills Bread. Not that it still weighs on my mind at all, or that I can still remember the name of the damn item, or the fact that it drops off of Lieutenant
incoming
Drake.
Dog fit.
Okay. Oh, I had two of those.
Oh, maybe not.
Oh, kiss my white.
Furry ass?
Okay, it's a brown furry ass. Okay.
Yeah.
No, seriously, it's not even a heroic. It's normal Old Hills Bread. You would think you could get it to drop. But no. You know what? I saw it drop once. I saw it drop exactly once. Yes, I did. And it dropped when there was a warrior in the run who was arms, I believe, in a pug.
Oh.
And he rolled on it and said, just in case I ever decide to tank, as I'm tanking it as a bear. It's like, what would the, fudge. And I ran it, I don't know how many times after that, and that sucker never dropped. It never dropped. And by the time I was able to run it with guildies and do it for fun, I had better stuff. You know, it's just one of those things. It's like I'd still like to go back there and solo the place until it dropped, just so I can take it and shard it. It's like, there, gotcha.
About you, Jess?
Jess?
Most of mine. Well, I eventually the worst one on my druid was the boots, the healing boots that would drop in the chess event in Kara. Every freaking week. I do Kara, and every freaking week, they wouldn't drop. The one time they did drop, I lost the roll. I rolled a 4.
Really?
A 4.
Oh.
Yes.
Horrible.
I eventually did get them, though. But after that, the most unicorns I've had have been pets, like the Phoenix Hatchling, which Kael'thas took forever to cough the hell up, and Mojo. I actually didn't think I was ever going to get a Mojo, but you guys did the whole Mojo run, and I got my Mojo. And I don't have any gear that I can think of that I really want that I've been trying to get.
Those boots, were those the Forest Lord Striders?
Yes. Let me guess, you had them for your offset.
I would never
admit. And you got them on the first run.
I'd never admit something like that ever.
The really ironic thing is the person that won them quit the game.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
Quit.
God, that's horrible.
That's just the way it goes, Jess. Took their boots with you.
Ratshag, what do you got to say for yourself?
Oh, poor Kinevieve will never get tanking pants, I'm afraid. She's... I've learned to hate the armory because it allows me to count up all the bosses that she's dropped that can drop tanking pants and haven't for her. It's not like, you know, it's not like they've dropped and, you know, it was the token and she lost the role to a priest or whatever. I mean, it's like there's been no sign of tanking pants on for her. And that's Violet Hold, that's Loetheb, that's Thaddeus.
Bolt. Didn't Jess go in Violet Hold on her first time? I think it's the second heroic she ever did as a tank, and some pants dropped.
Oh, Ratchet got him on his very first heroic. They dropped.
And that was like the day before I called Kenna a Death Knight.
Yeah.
Just say Kenna's not going to be buying Justina any beer anytime soon.
I mean, it was like insult to injury, Jess. I mean, she was already hurting over the fact that you got her pants.
So, yeah, Kenevieve is like basically in I level 20, 200 or 225 epics in every slot except these crappy crafted blue pants that she'll probably... She's going to eventually replace them because the badges now will let her buy Ulduar level stuff. But until she gets enough...
Before you think about using your badges or emblems on pants, I don't know how you feel about PvP, but if you do enough PvP in Wintergrass to get 40 Wintergrass Marks of Honor, those Titan Forged pants or leggings that they added in 3.2 are really godlike. I did some numbers for bear tanking, for example, and the Titan Forge for bear tanking, really are just, they're unbelievable, and you don't have to use emblems for them. You can just go in and have fun PvPing and accumulate some Wintergrass marks. So you might want to check those out. They'd be a guaranteed drop for you after all.
yeah.
That'd be the same kind of fun Bree was having in PvP before we started recording, because that sounded like a whole other F word to me.
I didn't know Bree knew those words. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, listen, the bloodlust comes out when I PvP, I'm sorry.
That's a good thing, right? What we need to do is we need to get you playing PvP a lot, and then right at the critical moment, hand you a weapon and throw Lewis in the room and shut the door.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man. No, because then when I need him to go and get me, like, something in the middle of the night, he won't do it. So I need to like, strategically plan that. I can't beat him up.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we've milked that topic for about all we can, so I certainly hope that that was a good coverage on that. I'm trying to think how best to run this off the rails. I was told if I had a lot of pauses and a little bit of stuttering in there, and we wander around on topics aimlessly, that would really make for a classic podcast. What do you think?
Well, I have something I wanted everybody's opinion on, and it's something that's current. I assume everybody's looked at the MMO Champion Leaks for Capitalism.
Big Bear Butt has not said anything about that at all in the last week.
Just rage.
Well, okay, excellent. So my thought was, because, you know, I'm at a point in the game where I'm not playing a lot. My interest in Lich King and stuff like that has really dissipated, because I don't know, I just feel like it's redundant or whatever. But I actually got a little excited when I was reading the supposed leaks about the new expansion, because it's like a return back to changing the old world. And it's in the old world, I think it's the nostalgia, because we started there and we played so many years there before we moved on, that I've always wanted to return there. So I'm actually kind of like, if it's true, if they're true, then I'm actually kind of happy about it. It made me want to play again. But I know it's not something everybody is happy about, so I would like to hear what everybody's thoughts are on the supposed leaks.
First, Bree, your interest in WoW has dissipated. Could I ask you what the name of that PvP area you were in just a few minutes ago was again?
I was in AV.
You were in AV, yes. Yeah, and what were you passionately screaming?
Oh, some freaking horde got me. I got thrown off the bridge, right? I was healing. I'm healing on my priest, and I got thrown off the bridge, and I started cursing, and Skype was still on, and they all heard me sounding like a sailor. So.
Yes, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, I know your interest in WoW is waning, and pull the other one. It's got bells on. Well, Jess, have you had a chance to read up on all this wonderful Cataclysm spoilerage that MMO put up?
Yep, I read it the day you posted it, and some of it, like, if they do want to revamp some of the old world and make it new and fresh and exciting, that's great, but I call BS on 90% of it.
90% of it? Like what?
There was too much put out too fast. I mean, just like, kaboom, here is this whole shitload of information about Cataclysm, and it's before BlizzCon, and we're going to get all this information out, and I don't think a bit of it is accurate. I mean, look at the pets. They're the same pets that the squires ride.
Okay.
They're not new.
So you're calling shenanigans on
the bulk of it. I call shenanigans on the bulk of it, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I have no doubt they want to make the old world more interesting. I mean, they're already bringing Ani back. But I don't think anybody should be getting excited or upset about most of that information, because BlizzCon isn't even here yet, and they're coming out with all this leaked information. Something's fishy.
Okay, but let's push past the accuracy or faith thereof that we may or may not have. Let's just talk about the idea of how you'd feel about the proposed idea of using the phasing system aggressively to, I guess we could say, advance or age Azeroth through a major event that would drastically change the face of the world. What would you feel about that?
I don't know. I don't have any real attachment to Azeroth. It was a world I blew through to get to BC because I was just a baby when BC came out. So I didn't get to have any of the fun until I got to Outlands. So it was just, I didn't like Azeroth. It would be nice to see a new Azeroth for my little alts that are going to level up through there, but it's not going to be exciting to me unless they change it for those alts. I mean, it would be nice if you could do a quest and actually see that something changed, like you do an Ice Crown.
Okay, so you kind of came in where all the action was in the last 10 levels in Outlands, so Azeroth was just where you had to suffer through to get to where all your
pretty
friends
much
were having fun. Okay.
Yeah, I'm the same generation as Jess, so I've never seen Azeroth as anything other than a empty hurdle with a lot of quests and hardly any other people and a lot of quest rewards that just suck.
Oh my god, no kidding. Oh, you want to level an enhancement shaman? No, here's some agility. Have fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and here's plate armor with spirit on it. Just, you know. And
so, Jess, what's the name of your puppy?
Shadow.
Okay.
And Daisy.
And the kitty that's sleeping on my desk right now is also named Shadow. We're so original.
Oh, he said his name. Now he wants something. Damn you, bear.
Evil.
I mean, personally for me, I think it would be awesome. I really like, and the dog agrees with me.
Yes, exactly.
Yep, absolutely, Shadow.
I'm going to take the dogs out and mute the microphone.
So okay. Jess took the dogs out. Okay. I'm glad we saw that.
It's sort of what Jess was saying about seeing the world change and having it using the phasing. I think the phasing technology is awesome. And it was just a matter of time for them. Even if they don't do it in this expansion, they will be using it more heavily in Cataclysm, regardless if it's actually like they're changing Azeroth or whatever, because it worked so well in Lich, and I can see them expanding on that and really making it so that the world actually changes as you're playing, which I think is great. I think that's a welcome change, regardless of what the premise is of the new expansion. And it may be something that would actually draw me back in, because I did really enjoy leveling when I first started the game. I started the game in Vanilla WoW, so I spent a lot of time in Azeroth. I spent a lot of time in those zones when it took a long time to get through them. And there's a nostalgia for me attached to that. I really enjoy seeing it. And I would love to see, like, you know, Normagan given back to the gnomes, or seeing the Plaguelands finally, you know, like the Argent Dawn finally making some headway into the Plaguelands, and it slowly returning, and things like that would be awesome, and to actually be a part of that would be great. The same way that it was so impressive in Lich King that you can actually see these zones where you were actually helping build them or change them as you went along. And that really is, that immersion, I think, is important to try and keep it fresh because it's 5 years old. I mean, they got to keep everybody still interested somehow. And after you've leveled the same thing over and over and over again, it's just a process of leveling that you're enjoying, not really seeing the same thing over and over again. But seeing it, if it changed while you did it, that would add an element to it.
Oh, you're so right. I started with the vanilla WoW myself. And I saw Wind Shadow through. I didn't realize that there was a different way to do it. I assumed that the idea was to experience as much of the world as possible. So when I rolled Wind Shadow, I tried to do every quest possible in every zone, at least for the Alliance. I'd travel back and forth and try not to out-level zones and stuff and work my way through everything. And, you know, you look back on it now, obviously with the alts, the system mechanic, and even with the enhanced leveling, which is really nice, Rat Shag was dead on when he said that quest rewards, worthless. Even drops, absolutely worthless. What I've found, and I'm sure everybody else has found the same thing, if you're playing an alt, you level through the quests, and, you know, use your rested to get a healthy dose of grinding in there. And then you say, hey, you want to come over and join me in this this instance real quick so I can actually get some useful gear?
Right.
Maybe run through, get a run through Scarlet Monastery 2 or 3 times. Your level 80 friends take a half hour out of their afternoon and run you through there. It's like, okay, I'm set for another 10 levels. Thanks. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
That's how my warlock got her White Mane Chapeau, actually. Radders decided he wanted to pull the entire cathedral by pulling the boss. And I just went back and watched things sparkle.
I love that. God, I love that. Actually, I like doing the pull the entire area thing with my bear in the second part of the monastery that culminates with the whirlwind boss in the little chamber. I think that's just fun. That's drag everybody. God bless Swipe. But, you have the alternative to it. My feeling on it is simply that how many quests have we gone on where we're given assignments that are world-changing? We have to stop this. We have to change that. We have to save these people. And you do these things, and you go back, and you turn your quest, and you're congratulated. Thank you so much for saving us. Thank you so much for stopping the tide of the oppressors.
And here's a piece of crap.
Well, not that, but you go back 2 years later, the oppressors are still there. They're still killing your peons. Why hasn't it stopped? I'd like, the phasing allows you to go on some kind of big thing where when you're finished, it stays fixed.
Ashen Vale is the perfect example of that. You get up to Forest Song and they're like, drive the orcs out of Ashen Vale Forest. They're tearing down our trees. They're destroying it. And you go over there and you beat up the orcs and you die 10 times trying to get it done. You turn it in, they're all happy, and then you go back and the damned orcs are still there.
Yeah, exactly. The machines are still chewing up stuff. I mean, the zones are still war zones. I really would like to see phasing used. If nothing else, because just like Bree said, the game's been around for so long now, it's static. RP eventually has to run up against a wall, no matter how imaginative you are, because you want some of the things that you've done to have a new situation to do them in with the people. You want Jaina to go somewhere else. You want the NPCs you're trying to interact with in your roleplay to move.
You want Jaina to marry Rat Shag.
So,
she likes the orcs, man.
Oh, Lord.
The one that always gets me, and I think the Beyond Booty Bay cartoon did this one, was whenever you get the quest to go rescue some prisoners, you have to kill the things to get the keys, to unlock the cages, to let the prisoners out. And then you come back on the next quest, the follow-on, and there's still all these prisoners in the cage going, let me out, please, let me out. And you go, I'm sorry, I'm not on that quest anymore.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, but none of them have a key anymore.
It's Corky.
Corky confused the hell out of me for a long time because I was Horde. Horde doesn't get any rescue Corky quests.
Oh, you bastard.
You, Corky was an idiot.
You just keep walking around, there's this damn Draenei in a cage all the time.
Oh, yeah. After a while, you're up there in, was it, that last zone up there in the far northwestern corner? And there's Corky down there with that guy who's about to eat him. Don't you ever just want to be standing there, and you look around, and then you whistle to yourself, and you kind of just stick your sword through the bars of the cage? It's like, da-da-da-da-da, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Like, screw Corky.
What was that cartoon? There was that web comic for a while that was so freaking hilarious. It had that hunter that was famous for leveling as a melee hunter in it. And does anybody have any idea what I'm talking about?
Oh my.
I know which one you're talking about, but I can't think of it.
I can't remember the name. But anyway, they had the one episode where it was like Blizzard had introduced the thing where whenever you got to Exalted with a faction, the NPCs would actually talk to you about it. Hey, it's great to see you again. Yay, our hero, and all that. And
that's how I got Lady Jess.
And then it was something about the female character was complaining that the male character was getting all these compliments and everything. She's like, so what do I get? You know, you get all these virgins and all this. What's in it for me? And the Draenei says, well, here we have a virgin for you. And it's Corky.
It's like I got shafted, man. Thanks.
Only if Corky gets lucky.
Oh, no.
Bad visual. Excuse me while I get a Brillo pad to clean out my mind's eye.
Oh, jeez. So if it's not the the stuff that's leaked or whatever, or supposedly leaked, then what would you guys want to see in the new expansion? Like, what
Less
would bring you
grinding?
Yeah, that would be nice.
I'd personally like to see what they leaked. I'd like to see I know that I've seen a lot of people, or many people anyway, who are upset because they think that this would kill vanilla WoW that they know and love. Can I just give you Cassie's point of view, which is, I'm sick to death of every one of these zones. I love playing alts, but every time she makes a new alt, she sits there and goes, okay, I'm sick of this zone, I'm sick of this zone, I'm sick of this zone. All of them I know by heart. Which one of these have I done, have I done last that I can, like, go and maybe there's something that seems new? And, you know, I understand it's a game. There's only so much you can milk out of it. It's been all these years. Okay, that's cool. But I love the idea that, okay, we know these zones. We do know these zones. There's only so much nostalgia will carry you before you'd like to see something new. And the phasing, wow, that just seems like that'd be really fun.
Yeah, I don't know if it's actually going to be like what they're leaking about Azeroth or whatever. But regardless of what they do, I really hope that they include a lot of phasing in the sense for really making an impact throughout the entire expansion, not just specific zones, which what they were testing in Lich. They have enough experience now, I think, with the phasing technology to really push it and push the envelope and really make it something where you actually are affecting the world around you, which I think would be fantastic, regardless of what the actual storyline behind the expansion will be, if there is a new continent or whatever. Whatever. It's so long as they really bring the phasing in, I think I'll be happy.
I have one prediction. If it's true that Malfurion Stormrage is coming back, I predict we haven't seen the end of Illidan. I don't think you get one without the brother.
I'd like to make a statement. That is that I'm going to take the opposing point of view from Jess as far as the MMO champion things. I'm going to actually go with the idea that they are 90% accurate. Oh,
see,
no.
See, that's
that guy from MMO Champion calling you to say thank you.
That's the bullshit bell ringing, ladies and gentlemen.
That is my nightly call from the telemarketer.
Oh, it's, yeah, we know that they love you. That's Jaina calling right now. Answer it.
When caller ID says telemarketer, you know you don't need to answer it.
Oh, man, I wish my caller ID was that good.
Wow, we've got some feedback coming from you, Rashag.
That's my damn answering machine. Hang on.
Well, you know, this This is live radio, ladies and gentlemen. It's too bad you weren't here at the time, and you got stuck with the recording.
So what about you, Riders?
Well, I'm really interested to see what they do with that zone Ajara, because I did that one time, and maybe it's better for Alliance, but for Horde, that is just a colossally awful zone.
It's dead.
No, it's an awful zone for Alliance.
It's like Dustwall of Martian, that you realize half of this never got finished. And the Horde quest hub is like in the middle of nowhere. You spend half an hour just wandering around the zone looking for it. And then when you're actually doing quests, you can't get from point A to point B because there's a cliff in the way. And if they're going to make that a starting zone, they've got to make it easier to get around in. So,
and clearly Buffy agrees with you.
The dogs, we got the phones. God, I love this.
You know what the problem with Ajara is? It's the fact that, like you said, it's totally underdeveloped. It's underdeveloped also for Alliance. I mean, the questing there is horrible. And it's so, like, there's one flight path for Alliance, like, at the beginning of the zone. And you got quests all over the place. And that thing is so big. And, it's terrible. Like, they really need to add more flight paths to the old world if and have people
Ajara
come back.
Ajara makes me sad. Every time I take my druid there, I don't know, I feel this horrible sadness that this zone was so gorgeous at one time. And now it's in ruins. I think there should be an epic quest chain to bring it back.
What I like about Ajara, and, oh Lord.
And you can actually see it being brought back.
The dog is just hilarious. That's just cracking me up. I'm sorry, but
She wants in, man. She wants to be part of the conversation.
Well, what was the dog's name again?
That's Buffy.
I wanted to hear Jess say it. I wanted suddenly to have all sorts of treat.
Well, I'm wearing headphones, so she can't hear it.
Ajara is one of those zones where in vanilla WoW, they didn't have a lot of the notification options that are built in right now, and you'd be in there, and if you were foolish enough to go advancing in there and do a lot of stuff, what you would find out a long time after the fact is you've been killing all of these mobs that are giving you hated... Oh, that's not a good sound when Visual C++ Runtime Library says, denied! Ajara is a zone, you're sitting there and you've got all these NPCs, you're killing all these mobs out there, and they've got rep, and your rep is going hated further and further and further. And then you hit 60, and you find out that, hey, you know those recipes you really want for your enchanter? kiss my butt, because they don't like you. What? I mean, nowadays, of course, you can turn it on, so you see your little rep change, and you can find out what faction it is, but, oh, that was a nightmare.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's the Timber Moss. You can kill them there.
Thank you very much.
Furbies.
Yes. Yeah, the Timber Mod did not like me very much at all.
Well, luckily, by the time I got to that point, I had met Hardoon, our famous guildie, and he had already explained to me when I got to Fellwood, don't kill the Furbies, because at some point I had to go through that tunnel, and I can't remember why. I needed something in Winter Spring. Oh, it was a tailor, and I needed a pattern from Winter Spring.
Okay.
He said, if you go through the tunnel, they're going to hit you. Don't fight back. I was like, "What? I'm not going to just let them kill me. What am I, an idiot?" He's like, no, you don't understand. If you kill them, you're going to hurt your rep, and it's going to be that much harder to get through that tunnel. Just run through it, take all your gear off, die, and corpse run it. Thank God he told me that, or I would have been in a deep hole with them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's and there's still some nice recipes in there and everything for flavor. I did eventually grind Windshadow, who was an enchanter at the time, all the way back up to be able to get, like, I think there was the agility to one-handed weapons that was really in demand for level 60s at the time.
Yep.
That was painful. Thank God some of those rep grinds aren't in the game anymore. Sons of Hodir.
I'm still working on that one because I want the title, but at least they've made it easier.
That's the only thing I want to see change. I mean, I've been in a really foul mood all week. Aww. There has been some Jess Rage in Guild Chat because I hate the idea that I can't do the non-jousting new dailies until I suffer through the jousting dailies long enough to get exalted with every city, exalted to Silver Covenant, Exalted with Arch and Crusade, and then Champion every city. I still have 2 cities left to Champion before I can even touch the new dailies. That was a little much, if you ask me.
Well, what is it that you want from the new dailies?
They have a pet.
Aha!
And also, I want access to dailies that don't involve the stupid jousting. And if one more person tells me, oh, jousting's easy. Yeah, it's easy. I kick ass at jousting. I am a kick-ass jousting queen. I still freaking hate it.
Oh, Lord. My brain is diseased. Jousting queen. Jess is the jousting queen.
Oh, sorry. God. Bad ABBA impersonation.
Is there such a thing as a good ABBA impersonation?
No.
Thank you very much. Well, since you already started Greenborn's question, Jess, Greenborn had written in asking if there was one thing you could change about WoW, what would it be? So Jess says, hey, I'm working
grinds.
It. Kill the rep grinds. And Ratshag says, what would you like to change about WoW, one thing? Come on, it's a week before BlizzCon. What do you want
to... I'd like to see it easier to move heirloom items from between servers or between Horde and Alliance.
Congratulations! There was a blue post saying that they are working on making it so that you can change your heirlooms between factions.
That'd be nice.
So, your wish is granted, my son. They're working on it.
Woo!
Bree, how about you?
I think for me, I'm like with Jess. The rep grinds, I think, are the thing that bother me the most. When I have to, especially in the high levels when I'm 80, I don't like grinding rep. I've said this before, I'm lazy, so I don't know. Yeah, that's
probably...
Well,
the thing is you're leveling, you're getting rep with people to get gear. You have to get to a certain rep level to get your shoulder enchant, a certain rep level to get your helm enchant, a certain rep level to get this piece of gear, and a certain rep level to get that kind of gear. Then you hit 80, and all that's left is dailies and rep grinding.
Yeah, I think, you know what, then I think also I would add to that, some variation with the dailies. I mean, I know there's so many now that you can choose and stuff. It's just, I don't know, the monotony of the same thing, the same quest every day or whatever. I don't know.
What's funny about that is I don't do any dailies. It feels like to me that there are so many, I don't want to do any. No, I mean, seriously, it's like I look at them and go, well, okay, they're available if I ever want money. I don't want money, so I don't care. I'm not going to do it. I should do the fishing one, and I did do the cooking one until I had enough tokens that I could make lots and lots of food for the rest of my life. But, you know, I think what they ought to do
with the dailies is keep the same amount in there, but every day change them up, like they do with the cooking daily, like they do with the fishing daily and the dungeon dailies. So you'd get something different every couple days instead of the same thing every single day.
You know what I'd like to see added to the game? I'd like to see a daily quest that was the pet of the day. You did the daily quest, and you'd have a pet that day that was a random pet. You never knew what you got. They'd have like 100 different choices, and it's like, what do I get today? And you just run around with that pet with you, and it'd just be a cute little thing. You didn't keep the pet forever, but it'd be the pet of the day. What do you get? I think that'd be like, you know what, I'd do that even if you didn't get no money, just because it'd be fun to see what pet you got and run around with.
As long as it didn't disappear when you log out.
Well, for the day, yes. You get the pet for a day. I mean, they've done that before with, what, the broomsticks and stuff? You know, they'd have a timer on them. They've done that with plenty of items. They just have a timer on them.
Yeah.
So it didn't disappear when you logged out.
That would be awesome.
A 24-hour pet of the day. I think that'd be this, you know, I'd be so stoked. There's no...
And if you get all of them, make an achievement so that after you've gotten every single one,
you get
one
pet.
You get a real pet.
You get one pet. Okay, see, that would drive me crazy. Because then I'd have to do it every day.
You know what? We're never going to be satisfied. That's all.
Well, no, I object to any situation where I feel I have to log in to do my job that day. You know, the jewel crafting dailies.
Guild leader.
Well, no. But I like seeing you people. Nobody has explained why. I just do. No, it's like my jewel crafter. For probably, what, 3-4 weeks straight, every single day, I gotta log in and do my jewel crafting daily because I need to get these recipes, Well, that was great until I got all the recipes, and now have you seen how many new jewel crafting recipes there are? And they all cost 4 tokens. And titanium ore prices have obviously gone through the roof. I've actually prospected probably 40 titanium ore that I've mined up since the patch went live. I have gotten 1 epic gem.
Okay. Yeah.
And the rest of them weren't even all that great. You know, it's not like I got a few Scarlet Rubies and went, whoo, that's 80 gold. You know, it's just, you know, greens. That's cool. I had not understood that there was going to be that low a drop rate on the epic gems when you're prospecting titanium. And the titanium dust, they added that so you could get jewel crafting recipes, tokens, dollar and craft. That's cool. It's still the whole idea. If you look at that, it's like, okay, I'd have to do the daily quest for the next 365 days to get all the... No. I'm going to go on vacation, and I don't want to sit there going, I hope my hotel has internet access so I can log in and do my jewel crafting daily. You know, that's my breaking point right there.
Yeah, I agree.
And there you have it. That's probably the one thing that I would want to change. When there are so many different items that you feel like you have to grind or do it every single day so you don't fall behind.
Well, I mean, that's how they suck you in. That's the point. They want you to keep logging in, you know. So.
Okay. Don't make
because
me do
not everybody has a guild as awesome as you do.
Yeah. You just want me to log in so we can run something, I know.
Maybe a little.
I can't log in while we're doing a podcast. If I log in while we're doing a podcast, I'm going to start chatting with people by typing, and then this whole thing just blows up.
We know. You can't walk and chew gum at the same time.
No, I can do that. It's when you throw the grenade at me, and it's like...
He's like, what?
And our guild chat is kind of like a grenade. It's always ticking, you never know when it's going to blow up.
Kind of like me.
Yeah. There was somebody on Sunday morning poking it with a stick to see if he could get it to blow up.
I know. I heard.
Really? I wasn't there.
Yeah, he was complaining that you weren't. Because then it really would have blown up.
Yeah, Bear likes to bait me. He likes to invoke the Jess rage.
It's fun.
I think he finds it cute. So.
Oh, and by the way, Mr. Bear.
Who, me?
I have a bone to pick with you.
Okay.
I was all excited when I got my Bluetooth headpiece and said, all right, I won't get a ticket now if my husband calls while I'm driving.
Oh, no.
We have a wagon wheel type thing to get to our post office, and I go to our post office today. I damn near hit a Hyundai, thanks to you.
But you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Well, so that wasn't
my
fault.
But I immediately thought of you.
So it's good to know that when something horrible almost happens, the first person you think of is Bear.
You cursed me.
I did not curse you. I jinxed you. That's a difference.
Jinx, curse, tomato, tomato.
Okay, so, you know, I'm bloodlusting had asked about the whole achievements stuff as an achievement fiend, wondered what we thought about it. And I think we know what we thought about it because I heard four different people who said that they're not doing the holiday quests 100% through to get that achievement with a mount. And the mount is the mount's a pretty big reward for doing those achievements. So I guess I'm not hearing any achievement fiending going on here.
Well, it depends. There are days where, you know, I've said three or four times this week in guild chat, I'm really starting to hate being max level because I log in and I can do dailies or I can do dailies or I can farm or I can do dailies. And it's times like that, I'll look at my achievement window and say, all right, what's easy? And I'll find something that I can go and do and amuse myself for a few minutes and get an achievement for it. So I like them for that. I'm glad they're in the game. I'm not a fiend about them, but I do like having them.
That's interesting. I'm almost exactly opposite of that. When I log into the game, I look to see who's online in the guild to see who I can run something with.
And, yeah, but I log in during the day when it's dead.
Well, not all of us live the life of Riley.
Who the hell's Riley?
I'm older than you. Everybody knew that. Living a life of leisure?
We
all know that you have such an easy life, right?
Oh, the Just Rage is going to come out now. It's going to tell you where to...
Nope.
Yeah. There it goes!
Hey, Bear?
Yes,
we have an explicit tag on this podcast, right?
Yes, we do.
So I can say, well, you can go upstairs and get laid tonight, right?
Technically, that's accurate. Technically, that's accurate. Realistically, oh, she listens to the podcast, and that's usually the point where she's like, no way.
I fully support her in her no way. I think she should say no way for a whole year.
What you forget was that I spent 8 years in the Marines. I've been there and done that, and I fully appreciate what you're going through. That's why
I'm doing it World War II style, baby. This is hardcore. No phones, no internet.
Because the internet and the phone system for cell phones was in such wonderful supply for Marines back in the mid-80s.
I'm my own one-person letter-writing campaign, and when I don't write about WoW, I run out of things to write about.
it's funny. I actually posted the first half of the story time today where that was a big thing of it, reminiscing about just how freaky it was when I had to leave my mom in a horrible situation in Florida and get on a plane and go to California and found out really quick, you know what? Trying to get a hold of somebody that you think might be in jail when you're on the other side of the country and you have no cell phones and you have no internet to look up numbers for, I don't know, Florida emergency services. And, you know, it's mind-boggling how free the access is to technology and to track someone down and communicate now. I mean, I know the first time I heard somebody talking about call centers for deployed military personnel, and I'm like, and somebody in the guild was saying, yeah, I'm playing the game right now from Iraq. I'm like,
oh,
are you what? Well, the lag is horrible. I can't really do anything, so I'm going to get off. It's like, no, wait, what?
In Iraq. He spent 16 months in Iraq, and we had internet. They had personal internet in their room if they chose to pay for it. They had the MWR, it's our recreation, welfare, morale people.
Yeah.
Call center and an internet cafe set up. But Afghanistan, go back to World War II.
Well, and
it's
only
letters.
But
right
now you know what my 8 years was like. That's what the whole 8 years was like. Although they did have an MWR, I have to admit, in the last 2 years, I do remember being in the sandbox, and they did have mobile trailers that were set up with phones that you could patch the phones into the SAT network. Mm-hmm. And so they would let you come over, line up, and give you the opportunity to spend 15 minutes on the phone trying to connect a call. And, you know, they had an actual telephone operator there, and Shades of Carol Burnett. Oh my! But you'd fill out your requisition form with the phone number you wanted to try and be connected to, and you'd turn it in, and she'd try and dial and connect you because your time started on the phone after they got you connected. And then you'd go into the little booth and you put the little headset on. You'd be able to talk for 15 minutes, and you're booted. Yeah. It's wonderful, the communication that
And if somebody says the wrong thing, click.
I never heard of that happening, to be honest.
Oh, they do that.
I never heard of that happening at the time.
We got disconnected on a phone call during our first deployment, right in the middle of a sentence, and I'm like, what the hell? Where'd my husband go? What? I didn't get to say I love you.
That's
and he called back the next day, and I said, what the hell happened? He said somebody broke OPSEC on the phone.
Yeah, that would do it.
They shut him off.
But, yeah, I understand exactly what you mean, and I josh you a little bit, but, yeah, it's really
hard.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, it's got to be
even
harder.
You only heard the ones you love there.
That's probably why Cassie beats me on a regular basis.
That would explain it. She must love you very much.
That's why I keep telling myself, and she says, no, I don't, and then she hits me again. But, you know, it's real. It's true. when you listen to this, dear, I love you.
A year, Cassie. 1 year.
But seriously, she's going to hurt me so bad. seriously, though, we're going a little bit over time here, but it's kind of fun. And we did promise we were going to look at people's questions and ask questions and stuff. And I don't think anybody took us seriously because we got wonderful questions like Bellwether asking how much fun we're having. I'm having a blast. I don't know about nobody else.
There's no words.
Yeah. Pain. It's complete unmitigated pain. Yeah, I'm still waiting for those royalty checks to come in, but whether that's we're in for the money.
Yeah. Oh yeah, let it roll on in.
Oh yeah. I'd like to ask one thing. There's There's one thing that came out. It kind of came out the last couple of days. I don't know if anybody had a chance to look at it or not yet. But does anybody watch the TV show The Guild? Familiar with The Guild?
I'm familiar with it.
Is that an actual TV show?
Well, the episodes of The Guild. Anybody?
No. I haven't kept up with it, but I watch it sometimes.
Okay. Yeah, I watched the first season, but I haven't really watched more than that.
That's interesting. Why didn't you keep up with it, Bree?
I spend a day like looking at the episodes, and then I forgot about it.
Okay.
I'm fickle, man. I'm fickle. I'm gonna tell you.
Okay, but you're familiar with it, right, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if any of you have watched it yet, but they did a music video.
That was pretty hilarious.
So you've seen it. You've seen it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For those who are listening to the podcast who might not be familiar with this, The Guild did a music video for a song called Do You Wanna Date My Avatar? And I got to tell you, I'd kind of like to date one of those avatars. Because she drinks the way I like it right there. And that blue outfit was very, very fetching, I have to say. It was beautiful. It was, I'm sorry. It's on iTunes, and I think it's on YouTube as well. And
I believe it's currently number one on iTunes for the UK.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's what Leafy said.
Well, I'm going to be buying it on iTunes personally because I kid you not, I thought it was an awesomely done song, and it was hilarious. It's just a kick butt. So, what do you think about it, Mike? Do you want to see more things done by the Guild like that?
Oh yeah. Well, as I understand it, actually, Joss Whedon did the lyrics for that.
No.
Awesome.
That's what I heard.
Oh,
now I
wow.
have to definitely see it.
It's
which anything
hilarious.
Joss Whedon does, I have to get.
Yeah.
That's well, okay. Didn't Joss Whedon do the Dollhouse TV show?
Okay, that I can skip.
I didn't watch that, but he did Firefly, which is awesome, and then he did
Firefly,
you know,
and Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
I actually have a season pass for the Dr. Horrible sing-along blog on iTunes.
It's great.
Says they're going to be at BlizzCon.
Are they really?
Yes.
The Guild, yeah. They're going to be at BlizzCon.
Yeah.
They're making a live appearance at this year's BlizzCon.
That would be very cool. Unfortunately,
they're
of course, I'm not going.
They're participating in a discussion panel and chatting with attendees.
Where are you getting this news from? I guarantee
from their
you're
website.
Reading it. I see.
I can Google while I podcast. I'm awesome.
Oh, okay.
Jess is multi-talented.
And here I actually thought you had that information on the tips of your fingers. Okay.
Well, I'm not psychic. Psycho, maybe. Yeah. Not psychic.
But yeah, that was... anybody who's listening in, I heartily advise you to go seek out a music video or just the song on iTunes by The Guild called Do You Want to Date My Avatar? And then, by all means, come back to the She Devil's Gone Wild website and discuss, because I want to hear what we can ask them to do for a follow-up on that. That was classic. Oh my. Yes, it's fun describing a music video in an audio podcast. This is cool. Okay. So what do you think? Do you think we've covered enough questions from the readers? I'm really looking through here, and I got to say Carrie asked so many questions about Rat Shag that really I'm sorry, man, but I think she's a stalker. You might want
to. She's a very nice stalker. I've talked to her in game.
You've talked to her in game? I've talked to her in
game.
She's stalking us all.
Oh, no.
Rat, okay. You're going to BlizzCon, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, really?
You're going to hold
nice.
Up
yes.
the sign in front of every camera you see that says, Hi,
Jess. Hi,
Jess. Jess.
Right?
Because I'm going to be watching the internet stream.
What I want is Rat Shag to be wearing an SD Gone Wild T-shirt. That's what. Yeah, it's
be a
like
little late
no.
To get to him now.
It's like no. I think I'm just not gonna mention that at all. What SD Gone? No, never heard of it. No, other Rat Shag, not me.
Yeah, the other Rat Shag.
The other Rat Shag.
Go to the WoW Armory. There's all one of me on there.
Two. Oh, wait, the other one's under level 10.
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell? There's like five Jessmans now.
They, you know, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. You know that, right?
One of them's a Belf paladin.
Ooh, them's fighting words.
Yeah, let's not get into that.
but there was one thing Carrie asked for specifically that before we sign off, I just have to ask. Ratshag, can you please do a little RP voicing for us here?
Let me clear my throat there. This is Ratshag from Needmore Rage, and you've been listening to She-Devil's Gone Wild on your local podcast network. We'll be coming back to you in a couple of weeks whenever we get around to it, because we're a bunch of lazy flugger numbers that can't be bothered to come up with an official schedule.
That's awesome.
Especially with the laughter over the middle of it. That is us. That says it all right there. Yes, it is.
The very suppressed free giggle.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. If you're listening to this, and God bless you if you are, you need it. And you don't know, we do have a website, so if you have any questions you'd like to ask us or leave us a comment, you can go to our website at sdgonewild.wordpress.com, leave us questions, and I guarantee you, if it's weird enough but somehow relevant to WoW, we'll probably ask it or answer
get
it
off.
Here on the air. Get get off.
Oh, my.
There's like a 12-bell mute in my chair.
Wow. What a way to end it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think anything else you're going to say, Barry, is going to top that right now.
I'm not even going to try. I'm just going to let you know that, yes, our next officially scheduled podcast is non-existent. But we're hoping that in 2 weeks, next Wednesday, we'll have one up for you. In the meantime, we're available on iTunes, a fact that still boggles my mind. Just search for She, spelled S-I-D-H-E. And I think that's it for us. Would anybody like to say any last parting words?
This is Ratshag giving you some parting words.
I don't think I can top that, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I have to ask one thing though. I wonder if Sucks to Be Under is going to think that this one was also worth the price paid for admission.
Well, you know, you get what you pay for.
That's right.
No, you don't ever admit that. Don't ever admit that. All right. Good night, everybody. Have a lot of fun, and don't forget to send in those questions because God knows we need the material. Bye-bye.
And if you're going to BlizzCon...
Bye-bye.
If you're going to BlizzCon, what's that, Jess?
If you're going to BlizzCon, enjoy Ozzy because I really want to be there.
Aww.
Aww. Wait, do you really think Ozzy plays a warlock?
What else would Ozzy play?
Well, another fucking Prince of Darkness. Okay.
You would need to log into a computer first.
Well, yeah. Can you imagine Ozzy trying to pick out a password for his system?
Okay, no, that's going to take too long. It goes off on a tangent that we can't get into right now.
I know. Okay. Well, you know, we said goodbye, right? So they've stopped listening, right? They just shut the podcast off, so they're not listening.
Yeah, they're gone.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So I mean, seriously, did you watch The Osbournes, at least the first season?
Yeah.
I watched The Osbournes for a season. If that man knows how to operate a computer system, I'll kiss your tushy.
Listen, you know what? When he did the commercial for the phone and the phone has a GPS that tells him where to find the bathroom, I find that to be accurate, okay? So, I mean, the guy, I'm sorry, but it's too many years of abuse of, like, drugs and alcohol or whatever, but he's working on, like, maybe a 10% capacity. there's no way that this guy...
Hey, no, you know
you're right.
What?
No,
he's
wait, you're right.
All the way to the bank.
Oh, that's fine. But the reason why he's laughing all the way to the bank is because of his wife, because I'm sure she's the one that's organizing all the stuff and whatever, because she's the only one with any brains left. And, you know, it's just as sad because, you know, like, I can't see him, like, turning on the computer. He would just look at it and smack the monitor a little, expecting it to turn on.
Yeah, but don't you know, all the people in trade chat have to come from somewhere. Okay? So Sharon gets on there, and she logs it in and says, here, sit here. Okay, type. And he's like, well, what do I do? And it's like, well, just /2 and then whatever you want to say.
No, listen. That's never going to happen. You know why? Because look, my dad, who's a very intelligent man, okay, one of the smartest guys I know, can barely maneuver around, you know, the /G and the /P. I can't tell you how many times I've had to explain this over and over to him every time he logs in. So he's a mute. He doesn't speak. So then what's going to happen is that Augie's going to be the one around those naked guys that have a shield, like the gray items. They're like level 40, but they still have gray items from like level 2 because he never figured out how to equip stuff and how to talk. So, I'm telling you, man, if he played the game for real, I would be in awe. I was like, now this game can, anybody can pick it up. Because if he can pick it up, anybody can pick it up.
I agree with you to a certain extent, but he picks up the microphone and you see, oh wow, that's funny. you see this, it's not like it was
upset
this.
That we're talking about.
Yeah, right. Sharon online too. seriously though, Ozzy, I love his music, and if you've seen him, he's like just completely out of it. Like you say, it looks like he's operating on 10% capacity. I saw him live at, he did an Ozfest up here a couple years back, and I saw him live, and he picks up the microphone, and you're like, good God, he just rolled back 20 years. He's awesome. Where the hell did that come from?
Alive.
But he doesn't need to do anything with the mic, just sing into it.
Yeah, but you know? He sings but so
he doesn't
well.
Need to. He doesn't need to be hysteric. Like, he doesn't need to type with his fingers.
All those years that you couldn't understand what he was saying because his doctors had messed up his prescription so bad, he could still put a mic in front of him, and he was the most articulate singer you've ever heard.
That's very true. I'm just saying, maybe his fingers are that way when he's... Maybe he's singing that, you know, let's go kill Barons, you noobs. You know, I mean... As he's teabagging...
Where is Mancrick's wife?
And there you go.
Oh, God.
Sid, killed him. You killed Bear. Now the cats are defeated. Grown man is crying. He's crying now.
Sing it again. Sing it again, Daddy. Oh gosh.
I'm so tempted to flush that out and turn into a blog post.
Please do. Oh, I'll pay you money. I'll send you a shirt. Oh, that's so good. I can see it like this shining mecca on the horizon. Rat Shack does Ozzy.
It's not Rat Shack did Jaina.
That work gets around. And you know what? If anyone was going to do Ozzy, Rat Shack would do Ozzy. Yes.
I don't know. I think Rat Shack has better taste. I mean, would you want to do Ozzy? I sure as hell wouldn't.
I'll take your word for that.
Come on.
It depends on your standards. I mean, you know. If you can do it, Naga.
You know, I would say maybe Ruby might. Then Ruby might, you know, be like, hey, whatever, I'm dead. Doesn't matter.
Bellsmith.
And meanwhile, Ozzy's like, you've got more action than most of the girls I meet.
I mean... Because they're, like, rotting off anyway, like, the undead. And this is going into a very strange and probably gross topic, so we can, you know. But, like, do they still retain their privates? I guess that rotted off, right? So that they can't have...
I don't want to know. That's a topic I never could have possibly imagined in... So what happens in erotic roleplay guilds then with undead in them?
I don't know. I mean,
I think that's got to be, even by their standards, that's got to be kind of on the far edge. Oh my
God. I mean,
Critical QQ, I think, did a fan fiction piece with Atar and having to listen to a couple of undead in the next room.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder how that went.
Atar thought it was pretty damn disturbing.
How long ago was that?
Oh, it was a while ago.
A while ago? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
6 months or something.
I mean, honestly, I guess they can only, like, dry hump or something because they can't really do anything else, right? I mean, do they feel? I mean, I don't know. I wonder.
I do want to make sure the record is clear that was Bree that brought the topic up and keeps coming back to it. Kind of, you know.
Ouch, I've got a cramp.
Because I just want to make it clear that when the topic of necrophiliac erotic roleplay in MMORPG was first brought up, Bree was the pathfinder.
Hey, it's technically not necrophilia because they're not like dead. They're like alive but dead. They're
it's
the
not
undead.
Necrophilia?
Oh,
well, technically not. You know. Oh man, I should. This isn't being recorded. It's fair because if it is, I'm gonna be pissed off. Because I told the story. It's not that I have a thing about dead people. Please don't.
Well, okay. Look, if we'll all agree that if this is wrong, then so is the Twilight movie and all that stuff. You know, it's like, so people are sitting here going, ooh, if you were hot to trot for that guy in the Vincent or the Twilight movie,
Colin.
So are you. So, you know, let's move past that.
Yeah, but Twilight, the flesh ain't falling off the elbows. And...
That was a bad time to try and take a drink.
You know, I mean, like, I would have done Spike personally from Buffy, so I was like...
Yeah, but those guys are intact, you know, completely. It's okay. It's a different thing. They're vampires. They're not, you know, rotting. I just wonder.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll move on.
We'll move on.
Sorry.
God, I thought we were going to wrap this up.
Well, I was, and then all of a sudden, you know, you dropped the bomb on me, baby.
Oh, geez. Okay. Sorry.
Hey, on the subject of Critical QQ, just out of curiosity, did any of you catch, God, how long ago was that? He did a post where he wrote lyrics to a song. I think it was called Nothing Will Survive. To that one "I Will Survive" song. Am I the only one who really likes it when people do lyrics for songs? okay, you know what? That's fine because you can go off of this later. You can go look up Critical QQ and you can go read it. I just remember that I thought it was a really cool song. I'm pretty sure he called it "Nothing Will Survive." Fine, we'll discuss it next time.
Okay, that's our topic. We got a topic.
Maybe next time we can also answer Dekion's question, which was something along the lines of, how do you keep WoW from becoming a job? And I think I could answer it in
Bear answers it by not doing dailies.
Yeah, I pretty much answer it by going, well, this is a game, right? It's like, what, you want me to work? Where's the paycheck? No paycheck, no job. If I wanted another job, I did buy a house. Okay, anyway, it's been fun chatting with everybody, and I think we have a... I don't even know what to call that.
You don't have to call it anything, because that's not going to be on the podcast. You're going to cut that out, because we said goodbye a half an hour ago.
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. That would never be on the podcast.
It's gonna be on the fucking podcast. I know it. I can see it now.
Here, let me ask you this: Do you ever listen to the podcast after we're done?
Yeah, I listen to it.
It's not. It's totally not gonna be on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Says the man who warns everybody: anything you say will be used against you on my blog. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, that includes me. Anything I say will be used against me on my blog. Fair is fair.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
We'll say bye then.
Well, we got to go because I want to log in, man.
Okay.
It's been like an hour and a half. I got to log in. See you later, guys. Bye-bye.
Time to go.
Bye. Bye-bye.